This is Narcissism, the Ultimate Guide to Understanding and Dealing with Narcissism, written by Mark T. Richard, read by John Hayes. Introduction. The term narcissist has become synonymous with the word vain. We imagine narcissists always looking at themselves in the mirror and believing themselves to be beautiful people. It comes from the Greek mythology story of Narcissus, who falls in love with himself and rejects the love and advances of Echo. However, narcissistic personality disorder is much different than pure vanity. To be sure, some narcissists or people with NPD are attractive and like the way they look. The disorder actually runs much deeper than physical beauty, though. Over the course of this report, we'll take a look at what narcissistic personality disorder is, the signs and symptoms of NPD, the treatments, the causes, how it's diagnosed, the problems it can cause for your life, how to tell if you're in a relationship with a narcissist, complications of NPD, and how to live with someone who has NPD. It's estimated that 1 in 10 people has a personality disorder, and that 35% of those people have NPD. That means there's a very good chance that sometime in your life, you'll know, and maybe love, someone with narcissistic personality disorder. So, let's start at the top and talk about what it is. What is narcissistic personality disorder? Narcissistic personality disorder, or NPD, is a disorder where someone has an inflated sense of self-importance. They believe, for a variety of reasons, that they're far superior and more important than those around them. People with NPD actually share many behavior traits and characteristics with those who are bipolar, those who have borderline personality disorder, and sociopaths. In fact, NPD is often misdiagnosed. However, it is much different than those conditions. First, it's important to know that narcissistic personality disorder is a disorder, not a disease. There are no lab tests or chemical imbalances that can help someone diagnose this condition. It's a psychiatric or personality disorder, which means that it's only diagnosed through talking with a therapist. We'll talk a bit more about diagnosis later. Narcissistic personality disorder often begins in childhood. As the child grows and develops, their behavior patterns are ingrained. They become part of who they are and how they relate to the world. If this child grows up to believe that they're more important...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?